कस्याचित् नाक्षिभिक्षिप्त कुंडल विसमंडितं गंडम गंडे संदधत्या आदात तांबुल चर्वितं। General meaning is perhaps there.
Oh.
We will go to Saratha Darshani and Vaishnava Darshani. Your kasyachit word, any. Lust. Is slow. तत्र एक अंशगतः बाहुं कृष्णस्य उत्पल सौरभं चंदन आलिप्त माघ्राय हृष्ट रोमो चुचुंबः। इन लास्ट श्लोक इट हैज बीन रिटन दैट एनी गोपी टुक द हैंड्स ऑफ कृष्ण विच वाज
which was
sent like
lotus
and Chandan was there represented by Chandan Aghraya Hrista Romo Chuchumbha and she kissed the hands of Krishna. Who was she? She was certainly Shyamala. Who is Shyamala? Four groups of gopi, Svapaksha, Dipaksha, Tatastha, and Suripaksha. Srimati Radhika, Svapaksha, Lalita Visakha, Chitra, Rupmanjari, all other are Svapaksha. Who are the Svapaksha? Those Sakhi who are
tadatma with, who have one feeling with
Madhusneha. Madhusneha. Madhiya bhav. Krishna is mine. This. And those who have tadiya bhav. Tadiya bhav means dakhinya bhav. And madhiya bhav. Vamya bhav. Vamya bhav is so snigdha. Snigdha. Like ghee, but no sweet. Sweetness is not there. And in Madhusne,
honey,
both things,
sweet and smooth.
Smooth, both. It has Bhamya Bhav. All things depends on Madhya and Tadiya. That is Bhamya and Dakhinya. who is mostly Dakshinabhav, they are Vipak. And those who are Vamya, they are Swapaksha. But in the middle, two more classes are there. Those who are nearer to Vamya, but yet some Dakshinya. So it's Paksha. And she is Syamla. And like, there are so many. And those who are nearer to Dakshinya, but yet having some Vamya bhav, they are Tatastha. Tatastha is kaun?
Middle.
Lalita Vishakha, udhar mein Chandravali, aur idhar mein Shyamala Bhadra. Bhadra. Bhadra is Tatastha for Srimati Radhika, Swapaksha. And Shyamala is Tatastha for Chandravali. So all depends on Dakshinya and Srimati Radhika and her Paksha, Swapaksha. Also having some Dakshinya, totally not denied having, but especially more Vamya bhav. Sabya also, Sabya has more Vamya, but percentage Dakshin, but Dakshin is less, like 40 and 30 percent. 60% Vamya, 40% Dakshinya. Here he is taking the hands of Krishna and begins to kiss. This is what? Dakshinya. But not whole Dakshinya. She is not praying, not having the feet, only that bahu. She kept on his bam hand on Dakshinya here, because Krishna is in the right side of Gopi. So she is leftist, but somewhat Dakshinya bhav. After that he is telling about
Guna Panda is the Bhutini Bhajana.
We are calling that Panda. Kashyastik means one gopi was dancing kundal, was dancing
earring,
and she took her cheek and mixed with the cheek of Krishna and took the remnant of betel nut in his hand. Jiva Goswami is telling this gopi seems to be Dakshinya bhav.
It seems that the gopi is posing that I am so much tired. And showing that I am tired, he was bending by this knee towards Krishna and giving his bhar,
weight
on Krishna, keeping her cheek on the cheek of Krishna. This was only pretending, her pretending. He wanted to meet Manam, anyhow to meet with Krishna. Then Krishna gave his remnant of betel nut in his mouth, in her mouth, and she wanted like this, so Krishna gave him. Srimati Radhika or her companions could not have done so. Pradat adat tambula charchitam. It has some deep meaning, and Srota means hearer, should realize he don't want to disclose more what was hidden fact in this. Jiva Goswami, very little. Nothing more. Next 13.
You are also not revealing the hidden fact.
You should know fact. It means that this is Uddipan Bhav. No? Uddipan. Nityanti gayati kachit kujan nupur mekhala parsasthachit hastabjam santa adhat stameo shiva. Nityanti dancing, gayanti kachit mane anyone, kujit nupur mekhala. Nupur and mekhala
belt, ankle belts and waist belts.
Like not belt, so kya ho gaya, like this. This is kamar,
waist belt.
Belt mane of swarna belt,
golden.
And
belt,
little
belts.
So moving here and there, and they are dancing, and some.
Sounding very tinkling sound.
Tinkling.
Just like
Parsasta Achyuta Hastabjam Santa Adhat Stanayosh. And she made a pose, or really she was so much tired she took up Krishna, who was standing, dancing by side of her, and took the hands of Krishna and kept it on her breast as if she was so much tired. Vaishnava Toshin. This is surely the Chandravali. Dakhinna Bhav.
Right is.
So he is explaining the vilas of Chandravali. Nityati sloka. In this sloka, any one gopi dancing and singing, she became so much tired and she took the hands of Krishna in her hands and kept that hand on her breast. Kujit. Here Kujit, he is telling that she was singing and dancing, and the Nupur and belt twinkling were in similar ek lay taan man mein chal rahe, in the same
tune,
the same tune. She did not give the hands of Krishna on her body for herself, for the happiness of her, but for the happiness of Krishna. Krishna was so much tired also. She did not felt her tiredness, but she saw the tiredness of Krishna, and by this she tried to remove the tiredness of Krishna. Shivam, there is a word Shivam. Shivam means Mangal Janak, Kalya, what?
Auspicious.
And in the same time, Swata Sukhakar. Swata manik
automatically
naturally sukha swarup for Krishna,
pleasing
to please Krishna, and also feeling her sukha, also
pleasure herself,
but her pleasure was but in the when Krishna became pleased,
she became
pleased, and she did for only that. So it is called Shivam, otherwise it was not Shivam. If it was for her, then it was not Shivam, but it was for Krishna, so it was Shivam. So he is telling that here six gopis has been told that their vilases of six gopis: Shyamala, Bhadra, Chandravali, Sabya, and Srimati Radhika. Radha ji ka nahi. हो गया ना, और ललिता जी का, ये सबका ये कर दिया. किंतु सखीज आर एट, सो ही हैज Jiva Goswami and Vishwanath Chakrabarti both has told that they have also been told in them. So he is telling that in the last adhyaya,
chapter,
as Padma was explained in eight gopis, Padma should also be included in this. Saptami. And in Vishnu Puran, from Vishnu Puran they have taken that Bhadra was there also. So this Bhadra is eighth. Lalita Vishakha there. Then Lalita Vishakha.
Eight.
What about Bhadra? She was nearer to rightist, but having some leftist mood. So Jadeva Goswami has also told about Bhadra that she was eighth Sakhi, dancing with Krishna and taking the remnants of the betel net in his hand. And for here he has told that he given his betel net remnant in mouth. So there is some difference. Sarartha Darshan. She was singing and dancing and she became tired, and she saw that Krishna is also tired somewhat. So she took the both hands of Krishna and put it on her breast. And he dur kiya apna shram. Apna shram ki. She removed her tiredness. So it must be Chandravali. Or it may be Padma. Because in the last chapter she has taken the feet of lotus feet of Krishna on her breast. Now she is taking the hands of Krishna on her breast. Thank you. He is also telling like Jiva Goswami that eighth Sakhi is Bhadra, is also there and doing Bilas with Krishna also. Gopyo Labdha Achyutam Kantam Sriya Ekantaballabham Grihita Kantas Taddurbhyam Gayant Gayantya Tam Bijah Ririk. Here Gopya, like this, gopis, ekanta ballava Krishna, the कांत के रूप में प्राप्त होकर कृष्ण वाज देयर इन अ मूड दैट कृष्ण इज अवर काम सा कृष्ण हियर व्हाट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ कांत कांत हस्बैंड प्रियतम But the actual hidden meaning is kaam ta. Kaam, kamanuga, you know. Ta, kaam ta, or kaam ta, kaam ta. Ta means Radhika or Gopis. Ta Krishna. Those who satisfied kaam as a bishaya is Kanta and like Ashraya Kam jo Kam ko puran karti hai deti hai ta that is Kanta here Kanta gopis very easily having Krishna like their Kanta so Krishna, being a kant of gopis, he, what, like this?
Embrace them around their neck.
Like that. And they began to? And at that time, they were embracing Krishna. With their hands in his neck, like what? Prarthana karna.
Offering prayer.
Offering prayer. Not to keep up this gopi any time, like he has done. Begging, like begging mercy.
Don't leave us.
Don't leave us and to give calm.
But
that's prayer. Because they are calm to kanta or calm. And they began to sing the pastimes of Krishna. Here Achyut Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and he also Jugosan has stressed on Achyuta. No chuti. No. What? Chuti means? What he has written? Chuti. Achyuta.
Never fails.
Mm.
Never fail.
Infallible.
Mm. That dancing and singing and doing vihar with gopis, Krishna qualities and beauty or anything of Krishna kam nahi gaya,
not less,
not lessen,
never decrease,
never decrease.
So he achieved, as he was such a beautiful, smiling and all other qualities, he was just like before. Any man doing labor, he may be tired, and especially with ladies, that is surely be in
decrease.
But
dancing and doing so much vilas, he was as beautiful as he was before, having all the qualities.
Therefore, Achyuta.
Achyuta. Mahima se chyut nahi hona achyut hai. Shri Krishna is so much durlabh, and he is ekant ballabh of Lakshmi. Here Lakshmi in singular number is Srimati, and where plural, so many Lakshmi are all gopis. Also, he is telling that Krishna is more than Vaikunthanath, Lakshminath, and gopis are more than Lakshmi. In loving matter, in prem and in vilas, Lakshmi, we have not heard that Lakshmi is dancing anywhere with Narayan and doing so much bilas with Narayan, but they are singing, dancing and doing so much bilas with Krishna. So Lakshmi means Shobha. Shobha means
beauty.
But actually the gopis' beauty is more than Lakshmi in any respect. Because Lakshmi has austerities for serving the lotus feet of Krishna. And Lakshmi could not receive Krishna as a Raman, but gopis has found Krishna as a Raman also. Also Lakshmi Kanta here, Lakshmi wanting Achyut as a kant, but she could not have, but gopis had.
What is the reason? I mean, Chaitanya Chaitamrita states that Lakshmi could not enter into proper mood.
Proper mood?
When she wanted to obtain Krishna, but she could not.
Because naturally she has not the qualities which are in gopis. Krishna cannot break marjada. And that is why he returned all the Brahman, Yajnapatni. And here also, Krishna did not want to break the marjada of Narayan and Lakshmi. Secondly, he has no Bhame Bhav.
No, Dakshin. She is completely Dakshin.
Completely Dakshin. Chandravali has also Bhame Bhav.
Then?
So many. There are so many examples.
Yes.
But yet she was Dakshin in Braja. But for in comparison to Lakshmi and Satyabhama, she is more leftist.
Is that so? Even more than Satyabhama.
Satyabhama and all. But in comparison of Radhika, she is left.
So, in order to be a gopi, there must be some Bhamya Bhav.
Bhamya Bhav. But she has no totally Bhamya Bhav. And she will have to leave her husband and meet Chori Chupe.
Hidden way,
secretly
to Krishna. And she should be certainly gopi, taken this birth in gop and married by any gop. No sons and children. There are two kinds of gopis, Kanyaka and Parodha. They too may be Parakriya. It is not certainly that they should be married, but they should be Parakriya. Being in the house of his father, supported, and she has become matured in Vyasandhi. And he is related to Krishna. And not telling anything to anyone, his father and mother and his brother and anyone, skillfully, stolenly, she likes to meet Krishna.
So Lakshmi cannot behave this way.
No. So, Lakshmi has no these qualities, Parakriya Bhav. In these Kanyaka, even they are not married, but yet they are Parakriya. But there are some gopis, Kanyaka, which has been not married, but Parakriya, but they are Swakriya. They have austerities to Katyayani, that Krishna may be their husband. Only that.
They never got married.
They were not married.
Yeah, and Radha Krishna Ganadesha certificate mentions some of them not.
Kanyaka. These are Kanyaka. But yet, Parakriya. A Prouha are those who have been married, but no child. Naveen Vivahita. Newly married. And if they have children, then Krishna will not accept them as a Parakriya or anything. They will be checked by their husbands anyhow, and they will not be allowed to go in Ras or to meet Krishna anyway.
Srimati Radhika, Srimati Lalita Devi, they have no children, but they are not newly married either.
They are newly married. Always. There is Abhiman. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling that only Abhiman does everything there. Krishna has no birth there. But yet still Yashoda and Nanda Baba has more that Krishna is our son. So gopis all newly married. So no child. Like this. Vijayat Parvata. Krishna cannot live a moment without gopis. This is the lakshan of
symptom
of Kanta. And those gopis who cannot leave Krishna for a moment, they are Kanta. So, Krishna don't like to leave a moment gopis, so he has done so. It seems that Krishna is more eager for Ras than gopis. And that is why he called them from their homes by his Basuri. And he told to go also. This was his indication that they should not go, they should be there. So here Jiva Goswami is telling that here Sukadeva Goswami has shown the more Mahatma of gopis than Satyabhama, Rukmini and Lakshmi and all other queens of Bhagavata avatar. So Uddhava has told, what to tell about us, Uddhava? Even Lakshmi Devi could not have occasion, fortune, to have Krishna like so, that he has given his hand in the neck of, around the neck of Gopi. If Lakshmi is not having this, so what to tell for other God's wives are Krishna avatar's wives. And this is that in Ras Utsav, Sakshat Manmat Krishna was begging Pranay Diksha from gopis, keeping his hands around the necks of gopis.
Are you talking about?
That's smart today.
Maharaj, I have a question, small question. It's not about this subject, but yesterday I went to the Tulsi Mala shop to buy some counter beads. I asked him, how do you get these tulsi beads? You're making so many tulsi beads. So, how do you do it? So they plant the seeds and the trees grow, and then when they die, they make the beads. But it seems as if they plant the tulsis specifically to get the wood to make, not so much to get the leaves for offering. And they're not doing regular puja. They have, it is like a business. Is there anything wrong with that?
They are doing business certainly. And they don't care for policy. They first they plant, give water, and after that, if tulsi is matured, then they did not give water or anything.
Yeah,
and they don't. And if you are out of all these things, we can do like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if easily it is arranged to have, then very good, otherwise Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Like Sukadeva Goswami and Rupa Goswami and all others.
Because, you know, when we are preaching all over the world, there is a great need for so many tulsi beads. And if how else can you get so many tulsi beads unless they do like that?
And also, they do by other means, another kinds of oats they mix and do.
See, I had asked a question to you many years ago, and I explained to you that in the Philippines, it is possible to grow very nicely tulsi devi. And I asked you whether we could plant many, many tulsi trees and water them. And then in the future...